took everything for Clark Brady was to get a bat to that line of scrimmage. So 28 seconds to go.
I think it's going to be a fun homecoming dance tonight.
You bet. Hey, we're going, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Bring a suit?
Yeah, I think we're chaperoned.
So with 10 seconds to go, the clock is ticking down. This could be a homecoming win. With a quick handoff off the right side, number 24, Jimmy Nye. And everybody's going to get a piece of Jimmy Nye on that. So what a homecoming, what a game. We have gone all the way to the end. Reese Rockets, they've got nothing to be ashamed of, man. They played tough, just didn't get the points on the board.
There were so many close opportunities. This game could have been 20-18 very easily. They were just, if they say it's a game of inches, and it really was tonight.
So with that break, we're going to take a break here as the players do their handshakes at midfield. Great game, Reese Rockets. Great game, Bad Axe Hatchets. We're going to take a quick break here from Cruise 102.1 FM WLEW Sports. And we'll be back after these. Welcome back to Claude Marsh Field, and what a great game here, guys. Again, the score didn't completely show it. It was 20-0. Bad Axe Hatchets come out on top on their homecoming. Look at the crowd leaving the stands. You know, we haven't seen this in a high school game in quite some time, and it sure is nice to see all of the parents and the grandparents and the student body. Man, I see some Laker kids here, too. You got some North Huron kids, and even there's an ugly jacket all over here for homecoming. I think I'll wait till I head over to the restaurant and grab a bite, grab a couple burgers. It's just a big crowd. Well, we saw a little bit of everything tonight. You know, we saw some good pass plays. Most of them didn't develop, but we showed it. Both quarterbacks, if you're going to be one of the teams now, you're going to be team playing these guys. Both teams can throw the ball, and both teams can definitely run the ball. Next week, we've got Bad Axe at Lakers, and man, I think that is going to be a good matchup. Now, I don't know, let's see who we got, who Reese plays next. I tell you what, whoever plays Reese, now that's four losses in a row for Reese. The Reese Rockets are no slouch, guys. They were in this game. They took the ball up and down the field several times. They couldn't punch it in. But they were right there. So we got some numbers to put together. We're gonna try to get the coaches up here if we can, and give you a little more after action report here. Cruise 102.1 FM WLEW Sports. We'll take a break and be back after these.
Saturday, October 4th, Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe celebrates their 26th anniversary open house with one day only specials. Incredible deals on guns, crossbows, archery equipment, and accessories. Stop by for free food and refreshments. Randy's Hunting Center will be roasting a hog. Factory representatives on hand from Darton, Ten Point, Wicked Ridge, Loopold, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, Weatherby, and Traditions. Demo crossbows on site in the Darton shooting trailer. Your choice of a Darton Terminator or Serpik Complete Crossbow Package, $499. Thousands of new guns in, including many you just can't find anywhere else. Get a free gun case or range bag with every Smith & Wesson purchase. Smith & Wesson Military and Police Shield 9mm or 40 caliber with 3.1-inch barrel and black melanite finish polymer frame, $379.95. Register to win a Ruger gift certificate, Ruger LC9 semi-automatic concealed carry 9mm, $299.95. That's the 26th anniversary open house at Randy's Hunting Center this Saturday.
Hi, this is Mike Brown. Don't miss the event of the season, the anniversary open house this Saturday at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 269-GUNS.
Hey folks, RJ McGarrah here from Moore Motors in Caro. Moore Motors is the largest volume dealership in Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties for both Ram and Ford pickup trucks. Come in today to take advantage of our great truck deals like this. Save over $10,000 on the purchase of the best-selling truck for over 37 years in a row. That's right, save up to $10,289 on a brand new Ford F-150 XLT. If you want to save more on your truck and get more for your trade, come to Moore Motors in Caro and see RJ McGarrah today.
While sitting at your favorite high school or college game, how would you like to have remote access to your house, such as being able to turn up the heat, turn on the lights, unlock doors, snapshot video, and more, all remotely from your smartphone or any internet-connected device? Introducing LinkLight from Agra Valley Services, an affordable home monitoring and automation solution starting at just $19.95 a month. Stop into Agra Valley Services in downtown Pigeon, call 1-888-282-4932 or go to avci.net/LinkLife.
Welcome back to Claude Marsh Field. You can hear the Bad Axe Hatchets varsity football team out there on the field. And we're getting a little high five here. I think we got an excited press announcer there, Gerald Brill.
I think so.
Bad Axe Hatchet. He's really a North Huron Warrior, though, isn't he, at heart? Well, anyways, at the end of the ball game, it was 20-0 the score. But we, if you were listening to the game, we hope you came across it. We had a great game tonight, Chad, with the Reese Rockets in the Bad Axe Hatchets, Bad Axe Homecoming. What the difference in this one, that Hatchets were able to put that thing in the end zone.
Yeah, it was. It was a fantastic game. There was both teams moved the ball really well, almost equally well. Reese just couldn't overcome some of the fumbles and the bad snaps, and they would put themselves in some pretty tough positions. And Bad Axe was good enough tonight to really capitalize on those mistakes, and they made them pay and shut them out.
Well, Coach Minetti's team here, 4 wins in a row. I don't know if Bad Axe was picked to do that well at the start of the season. And I could probably understand why. You look at the roster, junior, sophomore, a six seniors you said on the whole roster.
Absolutely.
But look what we saw tonight. We saw a sophomore back there breaking up a big pass that could have been or should have been a touchdown for Reese. And that sophomore dove in there, got a hand on it, one of the best defensive backfield plays of the night. And the same thing with, we saw action all over the field. We watched two sophomores, a sophomore and junior contain at defensive end for the Bad Axe Hatchets. So they're getting some truly remarkable play out of some young players. Yeah, and that just says a lot for the coaching.
It really does. And it says some good things about the future of the program, because that means that after this year, as much as I'm sure they'll miss those seniors, they're, instead of rebuilding, they're going to be reloading next year.
Right.
And they're going to be ready for more. And as I look at the schedule, if Lakers can hang on and beat USA with this being a league win, we're going to see two teams that are 3-0 in the league each other next week in Bad Axe and Lakers. So, you know, buckle your seatbelts. That's going to be a good one October 10th.
Maybe we can get Clark Ramsey to go on vacation again. We want to do that game next week.
I'll take it.
Lakers and Bad Axe. So I don't know if that's the game of the week or not, but it's going to be a great game to go watch. And what a rivalry. Man, that goes back decades, Lakers and Bad Axe. But it's also been a long time since both of these two teams, Lakers and Bad Axe, have had a rivalry competition, 3-0. League play.
I know.
And they're going to make a big decision next Friday night. It's going to be a great barn burner of a game. You're going to see a lot of great, a lot of running. And if you saw tonight, and I don't know if we could get it across to you all that well, but we did our best. These kids' spin moves, half of the yardage tonight, Chad, had to be picked up after a spin move.
It was.
Not more.
It was yards after contact. You know, some games you'll watch and they'll have a hole that you could drive a truck through and they're going places or into the end zone untouched. Not the case tonight.
No.
They were getting hit, they were spinning out of it, and they were getting yards after contact. And that is what was so impressive all night.
I have a couple guys that are going to be really sore and probably need to get in the hot tub for a little while. It's going to be Tommy Morneau, number 18. Man, just an absolute workhorse. What doesn't he do? He quarterbacks. He was a defensive back. I think he had two interceptions tonight.
He did.
And he had a bunch of hard hits. He was getting hit pretty hard himself, but he sure returned the favor.
Well, and he had a 70-yard punt, and he returned the punts. He really should have come up here in the fourth quarter, come on the radio, announce a little bit, and then he really would have done everything.
Well, actually, we could have just given him a microphone because I think he could have handled the ball and the microphone from what we saw. But, you know, his spin moves and the same thing with the other backs down. Matt McVeigh.